I haven't.
Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. There are some issues that I have to talk about. You know, I just put out a video about how I continue to strive to do what I need to do and not let haters stop me, you know. How I've been subjected to hatred, and even including now in my own condominium building by people in the building, I guess jealousy or stuff. First of all, I'm going to go through it, hope in great detail for you to understand. As an artist, me as a singer, songwriter, musician, but as a podcaster, I have to be honest. First of all, I am going to talk about the video. The video was about my stance with haters, you know, all the stuff that I said. You know, they talk about I can't sing, can't write, I'm too fat, I'm too, you know, unemployed or whatever. You know, all that is irrelevant to me to be an artist as long as I can play, write, or sing, you know. Of course, me like anybody, would love to be a person that can do things and have access to things in a responsible and honest manner. But the way with COVID situation and stuff like that, of course, is none of anybody's business what I do in my private area. But I have to be honest with people. But that's what it was all about. The other thing is that I didn't want to do it because I talked about it on Twitter a lot. And I talked about it so much. This will hopefully be the last video because I think it's, you know, we want to talk about something to be positive, fun, and that's what I prefer to do. But as of my legacy with making music and aspiring, unfortunately, legacy songs which were released, which is part of the legacy of the 7 albums, which is a triumph, which is a great thing to do, but with the legacy, I had experienced so much hatred toward haters. It was simply because of something wrong with them, their evil intentions, because I did nothing to them. I do know that I have made statements in previous podcasts about racism and other forms of discrimination. With the haters, some mental illness of the haters and stuff, and that is apparently the case. You know, at my building, I dealt with insanity, in my opinion, and I try to be as very honest as I can be. You know, today I was in my condo or place where I live and listening to this. Someone needs a psychiatrist. These individuals simply had some agenda against me. They said they made up stories that I was a criminal and all kinds of illness. But really, it was more than just being a evil person. They were sick. You know, racism should not be allowed in the society. They have laws in the state of California and the state of Los Angeles against it. Unfortunately, I experienced it so much simply because I want. I experienced it so much because I wanted to succeed and live life on my own terms and be an artist and try to expand my horizons. And unfortunately, I dealt with situations that require examination of the area I live in and the people I live in. As I was reading about haters, you know, I already know that something is wrong with someone who criticize or target me for no apparent reason. And I realized already that for anyone, regardless of where they come from, who wants to try to succeed, whether they want to be in an entertainment industry or whether they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or some other kind of business, who aspire in school or aspire as have a talent or wants to do the right thing, they're going to come across a hater. And that's exactly what I dealt with. You know, it's just a reinforcement that something is wrong with the hater, someone who criticized me or target me or say I'm investigated for something that isn't true. I mean, I talked to the LAPD about this, and I am not, you know, I cannot talk to an LAPD person until it's a crime, but these individuals target me simply because of my race. And you know that's wrong. Or simply target me because I have a talent to sing and write on a daily basis. If I have a talent to sing or do the right thing, I should not be subjected to insanity, whereas induced by someone trying to get me angry or to get some crazy person to say things to press buttons, which is not going to press my button. It shows that, in my opinion, that the society has failed in putting these people in a mental hospital or prison, and society must have the right people to come along to stop these type of situations. Because it does happen to all kinds of people. And I do know, I bring up racism because I was called all kinds of racial slurs and stuff that has nothing to do with me. So something is doing the mental illness. They don't like the political environment. Me, they don't like me. I guess they wanted me to be a stereotype of a racist situation that they think black people are criminals, aggressiveness, which is wrong. You know, that's totally wrong. It's no, you know, a question. It's also totally wrong to target me since I have a talent. Saying I need to give it up as a hobby, it's over. They are lies about me signing over. I had a caseworker. All that was a very dangerous mentally ill person. Questioning because I'm fat or what type of job or not kind of job, since I was working at something that said, oh, that don't qualify. If I don't work, I don't qualify. I should not make it in music, which is totally unfair and sick. As we know, these people are jealous, envious, something wrong with them mentally. They're lacking something, so I realized that. The problem is within the person who's doing these things, so I have to, to be careful, you know? That I must persist and go for my dreams and not let somebody do that to me. Their response is clever as they are narcissists, sociopaths, criminals. They're always going to say something that is deliberately to cover up their own illness or lack thereof, whereas they made up stories that I was delusional or I'm making up stories, which is totally false. As I said in the video, I own all the songs. I aspire to be in the music industry. And I'm going to bring up other allegations that they made that they said that I was prejudiced and so on. That is not true. I do not condone any type of prejudice. It was just another deliberate attempt to tarnish me. In fact, I think, you know, some people were probably on Twitter or Facebook were concerned about me. Why would I put this video? The video is very positive. Everybody who has this aspiration or wants to go up is going to be criticized no matter what they do. And I realize that people of all types go through this. For me, for who I look like and what I do, it went in below the belt into race and all that stuff. I am not a racist. I don't know how I could be. I am a very open-minded liberal person all my life. I do tolerate other people with other political preferences. I don't care what your preference is. I just don't want to be targeted. My experiences as a person has been that I've seen enough targeting in my own life with directed at me and discrimination and suffering as an artist to know the difference. It is important that I talk about these issues because I'm sure that other people like me are going through the same thing. If we didn't do anything wrong, we just sing or we write or whatever kind of life that they have and is totally healthy or stable if somebody simply don't like me for what I'm doing or not doing, and they lack control of their lives, so they're going to target me for what they lack. They lack the ability to mind their business or to follow the laws of which these individuals are that. They are sociopaths. They're sick in the head. They don't have no ability to stop the targeting because they're sick. They're criminal. They got mental illness. They should have been investigated a long time ago. They should have went to prison. And this includes them making false allegations, not only that I didn't know my song, or false allegations that but other allegations that, other allegations that I was a criminal and so on, which is racial profiling, which is against the law. But with that, that is terrible what I experienced. I would say on the standpoint, it's evil. For me to deal with something like that on a daily basis is totally evil because of someone's sickness and ill hatred toward me for no rational reason. And also, they also made statements that they were trying to get everybody in the business not to sign me. I thought that was really evil and a definition of a very evil hatred, a hater. These people are really something else. My stance is to know that I must continue be with my convictions, to continue and persist at my own terms and never give up on my dreams. I do know that most people will not tolerate that type of behavior. We should never let anyone who has an agenda for no reason other than underlying jealousy or some bigotry for no apparent reason, hatred toward me for no rational reason, to target me simply because I have a gift and they want to steal the song or prevent me from being in the industry. These mentally ill individuals were angry that I refused to consider being a counselor or something like that. I didn't come out to LA to be a counselor. Well, I am realistic because I have to have a whole life. And I realized that especially when I was out here a long time doing music, that I have to have education. I have to have perhaps something to fall back on and continue to be in a professional industry and do what I need to do. But it was not. There's no way should me or anyone be subjected to any type of hatred and bullying or any type of intended negative targeting simply because of someone's lack of what they got inside. Just to me, who's simply the truth is that perhaps I'm an accomplished individual. I am. I could release 7 albums. And I'm trying to, I'm a good, I have accomplished something. I have something that they don't want or something that's a threat to them, to their sickness or so on. And they want to target me, simply because of that. And I should not be hindered from the industry because I'm fat or I'm tall or I'm unemployed or because of the way I look. That doesn't determine somebody's whether I should be in the industry or not. And I want to repeat that I am open-minded to all people, but I'm not open-minded to evil people like this. Everything was stated is the truth and a fact. I'm already dealing with insanity. I was talking to my realtor about some things who helped me get this home that I bought, and these individuals didn't think I owned my home. I mean, that is a very sick, mentally ill, delusional person. Comes over here all the time or live here. It's important that it be put out in the open because society and the community, whether it's not just LAPD or mental health professionals or people in this association where I live or something, need to do something because these people need to be locked up in a hospital, get treatment to get their lives together or what they don't have and start targeting innocent people like me who simply wants to create and be a happy person. and I have to be happy by creating. And also, I want to report that they use every excuse possible to determine that I shouldn't make it. Say I should be on stage all the time. That doesn't qualify. With COVID and with all the situations that's going on, it's impossible to estimate what's going on. Everybody's situation is different. But I do the most important tool is to persist. But the tool is to have the talent to write or play or sing. And the other talent is to make an effort, get the music out to the world in some form or another. Yes, some people that can play in front of people are essential. But sometimes some people don't have that ability. With COVID, you know, a lot of concerts are canceled. And that's exactly what happened. You know, they don't have access to getting it. So they release it to the public by release, or they play online like I did, and I'm going to release that sooner than later. Something to make an effort, and their dreams should come true. And that's what it is. It's just really just for me to explain what it is and what truly is the reason behind all this, all these situations that pertain to simple animosity at me because I have a talent to sing. Maybe they don't like that I write music. They look at it as some opportunity to steal or say something and want me to be something that doesn't pertain to what my goals and objectives is. And nobody should be told what to do. This is America. And I know that these situations, what's in the dark, is going to come out to light with everybody's character and focus on how they are as a person when they direct their animosity or prejudice or lack thereof on some innocent person simply because they don't have they don't have what I have, or they trying to get ahead by stepping on me, be a narcissist, be a selfish individual who wants to get ahead by stepping on me, or don't want to see me do it simply because they lack the ability to be a civilized person, a law-abiding person. And that is all I need to say on this situation. I make music and so on, but my music is to be heard. If they, you know, these individuals may even went as far as trying to stop me from having my songs promoted simply because of false allegations and lies. I'm going to tell you the truth. My songs, everyone, even the ones I play in practice that I release, have been copyrighted. That is the first step. The Federal Copyright Office, you can see it on there with my name and the name Clyde Barnes, because that's connected to me. Me and David Waterbury wrote a lot of those songs. I wrote songs with other people too. Then my songs are connected to BMI. I do have a publishing because I had to protect the songs. And ASCAP, it is a fact. If I was to sign anything, you go to me directly, and then I sign it. As I mentioned, I don't want to talk about this issue. There's a hater who simply has so much animosity and so much characteristics of a sociopath or some illness or some evil, dark secrets or personality that they just target me simply because of what they lack. And what needs to be addressed through a court or through the law. And I realize that even if I didn't do anything, which I haven't, and even if I continue to do what I want, they're going to continue to do what they do this anyway because they dark, they evil, period. No one should be trying to tell record. They even said they contacted record companies to prevent me from getting signed. That is perpetually a dangerous person. Well, I had to stand up for myself, my protection, and to know that everything I stated in the video and in this broadcast is true. Well, I don't like talking about these issues because it's not as focus on the positive fun, unfortunately, my life has been engulfed. And I do realize that some of it does have to do with prejudice. And that should be addressed by the state and the courts as well as the law, because this person should not be living around anybody. This person should not be in the music industry or any entity if they're going to stop an innocent, good person like me from being in it. This person should not do that. I don't like to be obsessed over somebody who don't, in terms of talking about somebody else, but who is dark and evil, who is a hater. I should be talking about what I'm doing as music, and that's what I want to do. I'm a lovable person. I love all people, but I don't love evil. This society is not for a narcissist, a selfish person, or an evil person to target a good person like me to want to take my dreams away simply because of their selfishness. As I said before, what I suffered was an atrocity. It was because I went through so many years of struggle to be in the music industry, and I finally got my songs out to the public after so many years of struggle. And now I have to deal with a hater who wants to undermine that, who simply because they don't have what I have. It's important that this is addressed because I'm trying to tell the truth, because I am nobody who's going to sit back and let somebody step on me to get ahead or take my stop me from making my dreams come true simply because of self-centered motives and evil motives that has nothing to do with me, but has to do with them. And they should be investigated by the law. But I have to continue to make music because I have a dream, and dreams are not to be broken because I'm a good person. What I experienced was such an atrocity to the human soul and to the spirituality of this planet. That I know I believe in God, and God does not condone evil. And what I experienced was the most evil and treacherous thing that anyone who with a good heart like me should ever experience on this planet. But in spite of it all, I cannot back down and let someone take my dream away or hurt me for something that has nothing to do with me. It's important that I address this because it is essential that me as a person continue to make music and continue to be who I need to be. I have one life to live. One life to live. And I hope that what I said and what I've done does not deter or anyone from me or from what I've written and what I played in front of many people. Because I've written legacy songs. I've written so much for you to enjoy. And that's what I prefer to talk about, because we are all brothers and sisters. And we should all know the difference between right and wrong and fact and fiction. As a person who knows the truth and really stand by the truth and feels empowered to go for dreams and aspirations that are positive and within the laws of this society and very, very stable within the realms of reality. So as I state before, everything I say is true. I guess I have to address this at times because it may come up again, which it probably will, because other people are experiencing this too, who have dreams and goals and who are good as me and who have experienced such atrocities of being targeted simply because they're talented or because of someone else's prejudice and illness. It's not fair for me or anybody to be subjected to this. But in spite of it all, I continue. And I continue to create. And thank you very much for listening to me, because what I said is extraordinarily is the truth. And everything I truly say is truthful. So I will be back on the podcast to talk to you again. And remember, Dub Knight is lovable, kind, and deserve the best like you do. You and all of you, no matter who you are, where you come from, no matter who you are, your dreams deserve to come true like mine. And we do not need to be deterred from someone else's illness or evil personality, because that goes against the laws of the right, the righteousness and the direct kindness that the spirituality and the reality of this world was brought to be made for. And thank you very much for listening. And I'll talk again on the next podcast about Dove Knight, the songs, the legacy songs.